Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, sparring partner. A boxer derives the greatest advantage from his sparring partner, and my accuser is my sparring partner. He trains me in patience, civility, and even temper. Epictetus. An inevitable part of life is that we have to deal with difficult people, and we can choose to be annoyed or frustrated with them and make decisions based upon how we feel, or we can choose to deal with them in such a way that we don't lose our cool and remain in control. When we lose our cool, we are much more easily manipulated because we have put the control of our emotions into someone else's hands. We often make bad decisions as they are far too often driven by emotions rather than by thoughtful contemplation. And we can look at these situations as an annoyance that has to be dealt with, or we can decide these situations are a chance for us to practice our skills as a Stoic and to remain even-tempered and to be a better person. And it's not an easy thing to do. If someone is really trying to push your buttons, it's really a challenge not to sink to their level and push right back. But if you could see each situation as just another opportunity for you to exercise those muscles, how much more relaxed and chill could you be in the heat of the moment? And if you could develop the skill to remain calm and keep an even keel in any situation, how much better would your choices be? How much more useful to those around you would you be in stressful situations? In the movie The Matrix, there's a great example of this. Keanu Reeves' character Neo, in the heat of battle with his prime enemy, is where he learns to see the framework of the reality around him. It's like he's able to take a step back and see things from a totally different perspective that others are unable to see. And this gives him the ability to defend himself against any attacks by the enemy agents. And while they're struggling to throw everything they can at him, he remains very calm and easily repels anything that they send his way. The next time you have to deal with a difficult person, rather than looking at them as an annoyance to fight against, or as an enemy, look at them as a chance to practice being a good Stoic, and see how calm and even-tempered you can be. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.